from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Do you have any Cowboys optimism, and how would you rank the top 10 most important Cowboys for the upcoming season? Hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, and you. Thank you for turning it on and leaving it on with us. And shout out to the General Gavin Dawson on vacation with the family in Oregon. He will be back next week. Looks like he's been having a great time. Big news today, though, NHL and NBA free agency Mavs agreeing to a deal with former Warriors standout Klay Thompson as part of a sign and trade. Klay Thompson getting a 3-year, $50 million deal. Josh Green will be going to the Charlotte Hornets as part of the trade package. So Klay Thompson, your newest Dallas Maverick, and the Dallas Stars have re-signed their forward Matt Duchene to a 1-year, $3 million deal, among some other moves as well. They added defenseman Matt Dumba, who you probably remember from that hit in the postseason 2 years ago when they were playing the Minnesota Wild on Joe Pavelski. So tons happening in NBA and NHL free agency. We'll continue to talk about that throughout the show. Stars also lost Yanni Hakanpaa, their defenseman, along with Chris Tanev to the Toronto Maple Leafs. But in a weird move, they decided to bring back Nils Lundqvist to a 1-year, $1.25 million deal. That one's a bit gross. We will talk with Rangers GM Chris Young coming up here in about 15 minutes. So looking forward to that after Wyatt Langford hitting for the cycle. Shout out to him and Josh Smith, named co-winners of the Texas Rangers Player of the Month Award. But gentlemen, when it comes to ranking the most important players on the roster, our buddy John Machota, he did this on The Athletic. I wonder if you agree with his 10 rankings as we are closer and closer to going to Oxnard for Cowboys training camp. At number 10, he said the last spot was unquestionably the toughest. This could have been Brandon Cooks or DeMarvian Overshown or maybe Zeke or Brandon Aubrey. But Jalen Tolbert is number 10. He made some strides last year, but they need even more in year 3. He's the front runner to be Dallas's number 3 wide receiver. Whoever fills that role, whether it's Tolbert, Turpin, Jalen Brooks, or Ryan Flournoy, they need more production than they received from Michael Gallup in 2023. Brian Broaddus, I ask you, Jalen Tolbert will be this team's wide receiver 3 when we leave training camp in Oxnard. What say you?
I'd say no. I don't think so.
I agree. I think it's going to be Jalen Brooks.
I think Jalen Brooks. I think what you have to be able to do as a wide receiver when we're out there watching practice, it's tough. You run all day. Defensive backs run all day. And it doesn't stop. You're going to get sore. You're going to get tired. You're going to make mistakes. You got a veteran quarterback that expects a lot of you, and he's going to get on you, and so you're going to get a little down. You're going to get a little depressed. You might have 3 really good days in a row, and then all of a sudden you have 2 really bad days. I think Jalen Brooks is really mentally tough to handle this. And so I'm thinking that Jalen Brooks is going to win the job from Tolbert just on mental toughness and I think a little bit better ability.
Yeah, I think Jalen Brooks made the most of any opportunity he got last year.
Yeah.
And you know he's a special team stud. Now, they might just want Tolbert. I know they want Tolbert to win this job. They put a third-round pick on him. But I do think Brooks is going to end up being a better player.
They've got a couple of players that have a lot of pressure on with high picks. I mean, you could throw in the Mozzie Smith. You could throw in Schoonmaker. Sure. You could throw. You're talking about Tolbert as a third round pick. How about Sam Williams as a second round pick?
Absolutely.
They've got some second and third round picks that really need to step up for them.
Yeah, I think the wide receiver three discussion is probably, my guess is it ends up being more by committee. I think you'll see a bit of a rotation of all of these guys. I don't know that any one of them is going to just take the position by the shirt collar and say, you're mine. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for Turpin to get mixed in there. Jalen Brooks, Flournoy, maybe. But between Tolbert, Brooks, and Turpin, I think you're going to see sort of a revolving door of those guys in and out of the lineup. That'd be my guess. I don't think any one of those guys is a surefire lock.
No, so they're going to have to earn that thing. Number nine is Jake Ferguson. I think you could argue he should be higher on this when it comes to importance.
I feel like that Jake Ferguson is your second best offensive weapon.
Agreed.
I think that's a done deal, yeah. I mean, I think he earned that last year.
And all of a sudden, and I don't expect CeeDee Lamb to sit out the whole entire season, but all of a sudden if it turns into, I'm not going to play, I'm going to make a point, then all of a sudden now it turns into – you're talking Jake Ferguson becomes even more important.
He's your top receiver.
Yeah. He's basically your top receiver.
That's absolutely right. Lamb were to not be in the lineup,
right.
And obviously Lamb is going to, they're going to end up getting that deal done. He'll get the money that he wants. We'll see how long into camp that takes. But at what point do you start to worry about CeeDee Lamb's productivity and soft tissue injuries of him being out? Like a week of camp maybe doesn't bug you. If it's 2 weeks into camp, I don't know. I just wonder that type of position running around, you can easily, you didn't have training camp and now you're dealing with hamstring issues or whatever.
I don't worry about him being ready though myself.
I do think he's unique that way.
He's constantly working.
Yeah, but he's not gonna sit there and be sitting next to me eating.
I'm not as worried about the soft tissue stuff with CD as I would be about others.
But it's a legitimate concern.
Anytime you're not there and you're not, practicing with the pads on, getting into football shape, you're gonna have that question. It can happen to anybody. But I think Ferguson's about to put himself on that top tight end stratosphere. I was talking him and Sam Laporta.
I was thinking
as the next guys.
Importance, maybe top four.
Yeah, I think, yes. Nine, I think, is a little low for him.
Yeah.
Number eight, DeMarcus Lawrence. And Machota wrote, this came down to Lawrence and Sam Williams. With Dorrance Armstrong and Dante Fowler gone, Williams needs to step up. He'll get plenty of opportunities as the Cowboys' third edge rusher behind Parsons and Lawrence. But Lawrence gets the nod here because he remains one of the better edge defenders in the league. As long as he and Parsons stay healthy, Dallas should continue creating enough havoc up front for Mike Zimmer's defense to have success. Might also be the last season for Tank in a Cowboys uniform.
Agreed.
He had a really good year last year.
Yep.
I mean, he's just been a model of consistency. I mean, fans soured on him based on the low sack numbers and the contract he got. But in terms of just being a complete all-around end, he's every year probably your best run defender.
He's the one that plays with the most instinct.
Absolutely.
If you watch him, it'd be a Philadelphia game, it'll be a 4th-and-1, and all of a sudden he goes sliding down inside and Lane Johnson can't cut him off and now it's a -2 and the Dallas ball going the other way.
I love when he slips under the tackle and makes a stop for 3 yards in the back.
Goal line inside the 2, three. He gambles and he knows how to read the snap count and make it across the line of scrimmage and not be blocked.
Okay, for importance then, DeMarcus Lawrence and Jake Ferguson.
I like Ferguson.
I'd probably go Fergie as well.
Okay.
Trayvon Diggs at 7, coming back from a season-ending knee injury. Will he immediately return to the player he was before?
Probably not.
If not, Dallas could be in trouble on the back end. To be at their best, they need Diggs and Bland playing at a high level.
I think Diggs needs to have a good, really, 3 weeks here before we go to Oxnard. I'm hoping that he gets to be out on the field much earlier in the camp than maybe what I think he might be.
Yeah.
I don't need him standing over there next to us with Britt Brown,
I'm wondering how much he's going to do at camp.
I do too.
I mean, I think he's going to be good to go come week 1, but I don't know how much we're going to see him at pads at camp. We'll see.
I agree.
Mozzie Smith at number 6. Defensive tackle position, huge area of concern. This group needs to be better. Depth chart looks weaker. Osa, You got, but the obvious answer to the issues would be a breakout season from Mozzie. Problem is, he hasn't shown any reason to think that type of year is coming. Arguably the best thing that could have come out of Cowboys camp in the preseason is Smith looking every bit the player he was drafted to be in the first round. I mean, if he can just be able to take on blocks and defend the run, that's really all I'm looking at. I don't care about getting him up the field, rushing the quarterback, and showing more pass rush ability than we saw at Michigan. If he develops that, awesome. At least do what you were drafted to be, and that's a true one tech.
Mm-hmm.
That I can allow you to man the middle of the defense, try free up room for my linebackers, make life a little bit easier for Osa next to you. You know, just be somebody I can rely on. Just take that next step to just be a serviceable NFL player.
Yeah, yeah, just be a first and second down player. That's all we're looking for here. If it's not him, who is it? I mean, who's even, what names do you throw
Justin
out?
Justin Rogers, after, the seventh round pick from Auburn.
I mean,
it's not Carl Davis.
The Hankins, the loss of Hankins might be huge for this team. Hankins was your safety net, and I don't think you have a safety net at one technique right now.
So do you guys agree then, Mozzie,
right,
at 6 years, sixth most important player on the roster? Because I can understand that.
You have nobody there. First round, and especially that position might be the weakest in the entire roster.
Justin Rogers, I think, is a good player. He's a rookie player. I mean, and if he could come in and give you something, that high-level play that he gave you at Auburn, that would be a huge plus. But, you know, you're counting on that, and you just don't know right now. But, yeah, they do not have a safety net at one technique right
Scary.
Now. They just don't.
Eric Kendricks comes in at 5, of course, high on the list because Zimmer's taken over. Mm-hmm. Kendricks will be working in a system he's familiar with. And certainly, hopefully, he adds that to everybody else on that defense. I mean, linebacker was one of our biggest concerns coming out of the season, so you need Eric Kendricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say, I mean, Mozzie Smith might be more. I mean, it's kind of like if Mozzie Smith is dominant, you can bet Eric Kendricks probably is too.
Tyler Guyton, number 4.
Cristiano Ronaldo just missed a penalty kick.
He's had a really bad game.
They're into extra time.
Oh, my gosh. Minute 105?
Well, actually, it's 105 minutes so
far. That's
what
I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Minute 105.
Yeah, but Cristiano Ronaldo usually is burying kicks. And here we are in extra time, Portugal in the knockout round. What a save.
Mm. Guyton at 4. I mean, heck, you're starting left tackle. That's someone you definitely are going to need to step up. That's high importance.
That might be top 2.
Yeah.
I agree, dude.
So, all right, are you putting Tyler over any of these 3? CeeDee Lamb's number 3.
All right.
Without CeeDee, I don't know that you have anybody that can really produce at receiver. I mean, I like Brandon Cooks a lot, mm-hmm. but I think at this stage of his career, Brandon Cooks is clearly a 2.
So is this going to be Micah Dak?
Micah Dak, 2-1.
Yeah. Micah Dak.
I mean, obviously, your quarterback's always going to be the most important. Micah is your best defensive player.
Man, I would, personally... I kind of feel like it's going to be, me personally, I would go Dak 1, Lamb 2, Guyton 3, Micah 4.
I think I probably would as well.
I might even go Mozzie 4, Micah 5.
Mm.
After what we just talked about, you don't have anybody. And I think Sam Williams should be on this list. I would have put Sam in there over Tolbert, over Tank, you know, because I think you know what Tank's going to give you.
Right.
Tank's consistent year in and year out. I can pretty much pencil in what I'm going to get from DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Sam Williams, I mean, this is a big – I see what the Cowboys are doing. We have put premium picks into some of these players.
Yeah.
It's time for you to step up. Mozzie, we spent a first-round pick on you. Yeah, we're going to let Jonathan Hankins walk. You need to step up and perform. Second-rounder, Sam Williams, year 3, yeah, it's time for you to be my number 3 pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Scooney, tight end 2, yeah, I spent a second-round pick on you, bud. Jalen Tolbert, third-round pick on you. Let's go, boys.
Yeah.
Or else then, we just misevaluated.
Yeah, and Dak, you're on a make it or break it contract year. Same with the head coach. So it's across the board, man.
No doubt. All right, let's talk with Rangers general manager Chris Young. CY Show next year in the G-Bag Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.